Okay, we recording?
We're recording. Welcome.
Welcome. It's that time.
It's that time. Not that time. We, no. we skipping right to Not All Your Moments and we're gone. No. Yes. No.
5 minute podcast.
That's hilarious. Welcome to episode 34 of the Not All Here podcast. I'm going to say on the road to 52. No.
On the road.
On the road again. We took a week off.
Yes.
Hey, everybody was just chilling, relaxing. You know,
mental
just
health week. I had to get away from L.
Oh, wow.
It's really stressful.
This is breaking news.
It's very, very hectic and very hard to handle.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. But, yeah. We took the week off and we were just chilling, you know, just vibing out and enjoying, you know, we're enjoying life, as everybody says, you know, just enjoying it. Now we're back.
I went to South Carolina.
How was that?
Rolled around in the dirt a little bit.
Literally.
It was good.
That's what's hot. Up. It was hot back there. How hot did it get back there?
You know, 90s. Probably 90s? The same as here, right?
I think so. Yeah, it's been hot recently. Even today is hot. Being outside, I was like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, no, it's not that bad today, man. It's not that
oh,
bad.
Boy, I don't know. I disagree. It's just like I have this thing where I don't really like the heat. I realized, though, the other day, because I think it was 2 days ago, I was with my girl. We were chilling at the pool that we have here. And I was like, okay, you know, I actually don't mind the heat as long as I'm in the pool. Like, because it keeps me cool. And so I'm just like, that rhymed. That wasn't intentional. But it's just like, I don't like the sun. I don't. This is the thing. I realized this later on in life, that I don't like sweating if I'm not working out or if I'm not putting in any effort for anything. I just don't. It like that feeling of like, have you ever had that? Like maybe back in the day, like where you just like, okay, bet you put on clothes to go and do something and then you step out the door for like 5-10 minutes and then you sweat a little bit.
Yeah.
I hate that.
I'm like the opposite. The older I get, the more I like it. Oh. I don't know if it's because I'm in this workout phase, but I feel like when I go outside and I'm working out, it just feels amazing.
I could see that.
I don't know.
That makes sense. You're putting in like work and you're working out and all that shit.
The sweat's just dripping off of you.
Yeah, I feel the way you said that.
Just hitting the pavement.
Oh, it's just black. Going down slowly down your forehead. No, I get that. I think for me, I'm in this phase right now where I'm working out too, but like I'm just lifting weights, you know. Now I'm about to start cardio, and like cardio, I be sweating like a hell of a lot. But like lifting weights, I'm like, I expect to sweat because I'm just lifting these heavy ass weights and just like getting stronger and whatever, whatever. But when I'm just doing regular stuff and I take my dog outside to go use the bathroom and I sweat, and I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Have you ever done burpees?
Bro, I fucking hate burpees.
I just started doing them. They'll make you dizzy.
Yeah, it's because
I do like jumping jacks before and then burpees, and I get dizzy as fuck.
It's like, yeah, it's because all that blood that's rushing around, and you're just like going down,
back and forth.
I hate the worst part of a burpee to me is that jump, and then go to me. That's the worst
part. I
don't
like the jump back to the push up.
Oh, yeah, jump up, jump down,
the jump back. It just feels awkward when I'm transitioning.
That's hilarious. I think that reminds me of like back in the day. Did you ever play sports in school?
Mm-hmm. I played basketball.
Basketball. Oh, yeah, that's right. You played basketball. Mm-hmm. So I played football when I was younger. And when I played football, they would have us, of course, you know, we would do two-a-days. Mm-hmm. And, like, so you, like, what's it called? Practice, like, either in the morning and then in the afternoon. So you do it twice. But, man, we would do, like, all this crazy stuff. Like, what is it? Like, crab walks. You know crab walks?
No, what's that?
That's where, like, you get down on the floor and, like, your legs are in front of you and your hands are behind you and you walk backwards.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
Yeah, it sucks. Especially in, like, 90-degree weather with the full like get up on, so you have the helmet, shoulder pads and everything, and you have to do that like several times. I'm pretty sure it was the same way with like doing suicides. I've done suicides, I don't like them, but just all that running and shit. But I mean, I guess it makes sense for like basketball.
There's this thing we used to do that was torturous, but I don't remember what it was called. 6 inches. Do you know 6 inches?
6 inches. What? No.
It was this workout. What was it?
I've done insanity before. You know,
I did that one time.
That shit is, bruh, that's a workout. You lose weight for real.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that again.
I thought about doing it, but I think I'm
going to. Oh, yeah, you said you were going to do that a while back.
I did it twice, but the second time I only got through the first month.
The third time you were like, fuck it.
Fuck it, man. I'll just go lift some weights. But I never did the, you remember, was it P90X? Mm-hmm. That was the other one, but I never did that. But people were saying that was like a whole thing.
I thought it was the same thing.
No, two different things. Insanity. It's so funny. It's just funny because of the dude That he is motivating. I forgot what his name was, the guy who does Insanity. But like some of the stuff he'll say, like it's always funny to me when like trainers mm-hmm. will have these motivational phrases. Mm-hmm. He'd be like, "Come on, you can do it." Like it's a movie, and like my brain, I just laugh and I'm like, "All right, whatever, I'm just gonna push through." But it's like in certain situation it works. But have you ever worked out with like people? Like
No.
I've done that before. That's interesting.
Well, with the one time I did Insanity, one day it was with two guys. I only did it because they did it.
Oh, for real?
But I've never.
Y'all didn't motivate each other? You were like, "Nah, man, come on."
I guess I only did it because they were doing it. And the only reason I didn't quit is because they didn't quit. So it makes sense.
Gotcha. Yeah. I get that. That makes sense. But so you were out there in that those Carolina hot days out there. You was telling me you was out there working out just shirtless, just out there.
Yeah, bro.
Bro, getting a tan.
Yeah, man.
Man, that like.
Soaking up the summer. That. Letting the sweat drip and splat.
Just out there with the crocodiles out there working out.
Out there with the alligators.
That's hilarious. That brings me. So I didn't realize, you know, there's like a hurricane going on right now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but it's hitting like over there where it usually is, like I think in Florida. We're getting like a little bit of it every now and then with like these random rain days where it's rainy and cloudy, but other than that it's like hitting real hard.
Did you see the ocean caught on fire?
I was like, holy shit,
that looked like some movie stuff, something from like Lord of the Rings.
When you first see the there's like one clip that looks like it's a movie,
yeah,
and it's like
where they're more zoomed in,
yeah, they're more zoomed in and you're like, "Yo, is this Godzilla?" Like that's what everybody was saying. They're like, "Yo, this looks like some Godzilla or just some like monster shit."
And then they zoom out and there's these boats spraying water
towards the water.
In the ocean, on the water. I mean, I know it's oil, but...
Yeah.
Dang.
But that's like... I wonder how... Did you read into that? Did you say, like, how it happened? Like, how it just burst? Was it just, like, old or something?
No, I didn't do any research.
Damn. But I remember seeing it, and I was just like, okay. So it's in the water, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, the oil that's in those pipes, like, what caused it to, like, suddenly combust and become flames is, like, my thing.
Aquaman.
It was Jason Momoa.
Did you know that, so, Snapchat. Do you know about the Snap Map?
Yeah.
To where you can zoom in on, you know, uh-huh. anywhere in the world. And if their settings, if they're publishing it to where people can see it, uh-huh. you can see snaps from all over the world.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And so I was actually a week ago, somebody was telling me, you know, go zoom in off the coast of New Orleans and you can see guys out there on the oil rig.
What?
And in the middle of the ocean.
And they're snapping.
And they're snapping, you know, up on the oil rig, you know, just living their life. But then I went and looked after that happened, and uh-huh. I was hoping to see some interesting snaps, but I didn't.
Nobody.
No.
They're like, "Oh, just laying in the bunker. Just just here."
I wonder how hot it is over there right now.
It's probably like really hot.
So if a hurricane came, would a hurricane put it out?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Or would it cause a fire tornado?
Whoa.
Fire NATO. Fire hurricane.
Fire NATO. I don't know. That's interesting because, like, I think. Because that pipeline kind of reminds me of, you know how, like, in the Middle East, like, have you ever seen those, like, when a pipeline bursts and, like, it's just flame, it's like fire, yeah. but it goes on forever because of how big it is and how much gas and stuff there is. And so that's what I kind of feel like it's going to be.
There's guys on the,
wow, that's crazy. We're looking at, for audio listeners.
Oh, there you go. Gulf of Mexico.
Wow.
Snap Map. Open up Snapchat and look at
I don't get on Snapchat anymore since 5 years ago, but.
Yeah, I don't really either, but...
That's crazy. I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah. You can zoom in on your old hometown and where you grew up and see if anybody's snapping on the street.
That's crazy. That made me think of... I always find it interesting, like, people that live on the... What are they called? Oil tankers mm-hmm. or whatever. Just, like, having to live there. And I guess, you know, that's where they live and work for however long, whether it be, like, a month or some weeks or whatever. Because I wonder, like, when they leave. They're like, "Hey, you're going to be here for 6 months." You know? Could you do that?
I'd like to try it for, like, a week.
For a week.
And then I'd be grateful for Earth for
the natural resources.
When people get off of the ocean from being on a long out there for a long time, they're like, oh, the sand and the soil, and oh, it feels so good to be back on, you know.
Yeah. You should do a new TV show. This is a new thing that I'm pitching right now. Huh. You remember Dirty Jobs, the dude, but you do natural jobs,
natural
right?
Natural jobs.
Where you at the end of every episode, you go to these like manufacturing things, and you're like, wow, I appreciate the earth so much.
Oh, my God. Have you ever been, I would watch one episode of that show.
Oh, okay.
Maybe two if the first one was good. Mm. Have you ever been on the ocean so far to where you can't see the land?
So far where you can't see the... Yes, one time.
What were you doing out there?
On a cruise ship.
Oh, cruise ship.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then we went out. I think one night they stayed out in the ocean and you didn't see any land anywhere. And I was like, this is scary. I was like... It goes to show you people forget. Like, you know, we live in the U.S., right? Mm. We got this big-ass piece of land. But the minute that you set foot like in the middle of the ocean and there's nothing around you, you're like, oh shit.
I don't know. I like it.
You like it?
I like the adventure aspect of that.
Could you live on an island?
Why not?
Mm, okay.
Why not?
Maybe, like the Bahamas or something.
Yeah. That'd be dope.
I like that. You know, one time, so I think I told you, so I just mentioned the cruise that I was on. Mm. So I was on the cruise. I had gone to the Bahamas with a good friend of mine and his family. Mm-hmm. And we were all just like on there, and like it was like one of those cruises where like if 12 people sign up, everybody pays like a cheaper price type of thing, package deal. And I went there where they're like, you're gonna go to the Bahamas and, you know, we're gonna go to the resort and just chill at the beach. So I never saw the beach. The reason now, mind you, this is me at like, I think 18, 19.
You went to the Bahamas.
Yeah, and never saw the
beach. And you never saw the beach.
And it's going to be funny. I tell you why. You're going to be like, what the hell? The reason was we went into the resort, right? Mm-hmm. And you have to, in order to get to the beach we were going to, you had to go through the resort. And it was kind of like a day pass type of thing. Mm-hmm. So we went in, and the person checking us in at the time were these two women. Mm-hmm. And then one of them caught my attention. And so then I literally was just like talking to her the whole day. And then by the time that I got done talking, everybody was like, hey, we're going to go to the city or the local little touristy place or whatever. And I was like, all right, cool. I'll catch up. I'm still talking. And then like 20 minutes, they're like, hey, everybody's boarding in 20 minutes. And I never saw the beach. You know, my priorities were different back then. You know,
how old were you?
Like 18.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, I was a young stud, you know, out here just...
Young whippersnapper
just out here falling in love left and right, you know, or what I thought it was. And, yeah, I did go into the local town, though. Mm. And now that was pretty cool. And I was like, oh, this is dope. And I was like, damn, I never saw the beach. Because I had to run back. Because it was funny because there was this dude that was a part of the whole cruise ship, and he saw me, and he was like, hey, you, they're boarding the ship right now. You're going to get left if you don't come back. And I was like, oh, shit, my bad.
You would have saw the beach then. You would have been looking for the boat. Like,
it's right over there. But, yeah, so.
Yeah.
I do want to go back soon to the islands, because I think it'd be dope just to be out there, you know, get away from here for a little bit.
I feel it. I was in the ocean to where I didn't see the land once.
Oh, really?
I went deep sea fishing one time.
Deep sea fishing?
It was awesome.
So what does that encompass? Like, what is that?
You know, have you ever seen what's the tuna one?
The tuna one.
The show they show on the Discovery Channel where they do, the rods are like giant.
Okay.
And the rods are being pulled. So basically you throw it out there, but then you just leave it.
Yeah.
And then the boat is either moving or stationary. But basically when it's moving, the fish will come and grab it. And I actually caught a fish. It was so hard. Like, it's way harder than you think. Like, pulling that thing in.
Wow.
And it was like a fish like this.
Wow. Oh, so it was like a humongous fish.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It was, I don't know if it was a bluefin tuna or a yellowfin tuna, but that thing was fighting. That thing was a workout. I mean, literally, after I reeled it in, I was done.
You were like, no more?
I was tired. Like, my arms couldn't handle it.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Did y'all have that for dinner or something?
I don't know what happened to that fish.
Sold it or something, maybe?
Random The captain was a freaking former NFL player.
Oh, really?
The biggest guy I've ever met in my life.
For real?
He was an offensive lineman that used to play for the Detroit Lions.
Wow.
Who turned into some boat guy that, you know, was the driver of the boat. He didn't own the boat, but he drove it. And he had a freaking championship ring. He didn't win it with the Lions, but...
Oh, he won it with somebody else?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, random.
That's crazy. And he's like, yeah, I'm just out here on this boat.
Yeah.
It makes sense for him if he's like a big dude. He's like, yeah, I got this.
He didn't even catch any fish. He was just driving.
Oh, he was just chilling.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
He was our chauffeur.
Living a good life, just relaxing after the NFL.
Yep.
That's crazy. But yeah, so it's a lot of shit going on in the world right now. That shit happened. I feel like there was something else. So the thing in the Gulf happened, and then the hurricane that's going on. I feel like there was something else that I missed.
I got some news if we want to talk news.
Oh, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Jetty with the news.
How are we doing on time? Should we stop?
Yeah, let's pause right here. Hold on. We'll be right back. And we're back.
We're back.
This is the news segment.
I got one segment I want to do real quick before the news.
Oh, okay. Let's see.
I don't know what this is. It's not even really a segment, but it's something I noticed that I thought was funny.
Mm.
So if you go to the Not All Here podcast on Apple Podcasts, you can see podcasts that are similar to us.
Oh, boy. I don't
Have you seen this?
No, I haven't seen this, but I'm just like imagining what would be similar to us.
Okay, so... my phone is so slow because I'm not on your Wi-Fi. I need to be on your Wi-Fi. Okay, here we go. Okay. Critical Role. That's the number one one.
Okay.
Where a bunch of nerdy-ass voice actors sit around and play Dungeons & Dragons. Okay. Number two.
Didn't know that. Okay.
Dungeons & Daddies.
Wow.
A Dungeons & Dragons real play podcast about four dads... from our world transported into a realm of high fantasy and magic.
It's funny. I feel like I heard that name before. Dungeons and Daddies. That's a funny ass name. Good name for a podcast.
Okay. Number three, Car Talk, NPR. Learn how to fix your car.
Oh, nice. NPR. We're in there.
Yeah.
Hey, we're just some blue collar fellows here.
Number four is specifically only because of me. Duck Call Room.
Wow.
This is the guys who used to be on
the Duck Dynasty.
Duck Dynasty.
Wow. It's their podcast. They have their podcast. We're just here gonna talk about duck squealers. Just, you know, the little
some country person from South Carolina probably listened to us and then listened to that.
Oh, so
appreciate you.
Is that based off listeners?
Or, I don't know.
I wonder if it's based off listeners, like, hey, you're similar, kinda like how, you know, Spotify is like related artists. Type of thing?
I have no idea. So the number five one is another Dungeons and Dragons.
Wow. I didn't know we were so like Dungeons and Dragons. Like, shout out to y'all. I've never played the game.
Neither one of us have ever played Dungeons and Dragons.
I've never played it. I've heard of it, but it just seemed, it entailed like it was a lot. And I was like, man, this is like a lot to just play this game.
I don't want to sound like I'm hating on any of y'all. I love all of y'all, man.
Oh,
maybe
no.
We should start playing Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, the Not All Here Dungeons and Daddies podcast.
Dungeons and Dragons episode.
That's hilarious. Dungeons. Oh, we just do an episode where we play like
where
one.
We play Dungeons and Dragons?
I don't know how you play it.
I don't either.
How long it lasts.
It's like some imaginary stuff, right?
Yeah. Like, so you're kind of role playing. And so like you each play like.
Who writes the scenario? Who writes the.
I think it's the what's called. This is going to sound weird, but it's like the Dungeon Master. Uh-huh. Or like the person who kind of is the narrator.
Yeah.
And then they kind of read through the story. And I think the story progresses depending on how, like, these dice that you roll, mm-hmm. I think. And so, like, it's, you remember how, like, Choose Your Own Adventure books route? It's kind of like that in a way.
Yeah.
But it the way you choose is by rolling a dice. It's like, hey, do y'all want to go fight this monster? And like, yes, roll the dice to see if you win. And then it goes on, but I feel like those things last like a long time.
Yeah,
it'd be funny. I feel like if we had a Patreon, we'd be like, look, if we get 5-10 subscribers on there,
this might be genius idea. Does anyone have a podcast where they play games? Like,
yeah,
we're playing Go Fish. That'd be boring.
That would be boring.
Would Monopoly be entertaining?
I mean, I don't know. Monopoly?
We got to figure out what game would be entertaining to do during a podcast, and then we do it.
I got it. No, never mind. No, we can't do that. We'd be too gone by the end of it. I was like, we do like a drinking game during the podcast?
We should do a drunk podcast. That'd be good.
Oh, my God. I'd have to clear my whole schedule. Dungeons and Dad. I thought you were going to say that, they're like, look, when you said yours, the Duck Dynasty, I'm like, oh, he's about to be like, now we got this mariachi podcast where they talk about sombreros and Mexican food.
Nah, you don't have any, there's no Latin flavor in there, bro.
Damn,
in
man,
the,
see.
In the related
podcast. Putting a call out to all my Latinas, everybody, please tune in. That'd be funny if we did have, like, next week, be like, man, I just checked. Number five is, you know, living la vida loca. Like,
how about the epic gardening daily growing tips and advice?
That's racist. That's
epic gardening.
Because of Mexican gardeners? Is that what you're saying?
No. Oh, is that why it's in there? That's a related one, bro.
That's hilarious.
Okay. All right. Moving on from that. Let's talk about some news.
Uh-oh, it's news time, guys.
News time. I did half-assed research. I didn't do really any research on any of these.
Half-assed news segment.
I just saw the headlines.
Gotcha.
Have you caught any wind of this Britney Spears situation?
Yes, I know a little bit about it, actually.
So, basically...
For those who don't know.
There's a conservatorship, and her dad's basically been in control of her life and her...
Money and everything?
Her financial situation and her day-to-day things for a very long time. And it's very interesting. It's a subject that has a lot of elements to it.
Mm-hmm.
And you just feel bad for her because the world thinks she's crazy. And, you know, honestly, maybe she's not 100% there. You can watch some videos of her where she does look a little crazy and then some videos of her where she looks, you know, regular.
Regular, yep.
So it's kind of a sad situation, and I think the judge just denied her request to get out of it.
Wow.
I believe. I was doing some semi-Googling before we started.
That's crazy.
But the thing that sucks, her Vegas residency, I think, I may get the numbers wrong. I saw someone say $100 million. I saw someone else say $30
million. Okay.
I'm not sure what the number is. But she's getting millions to do this residency.
And then she can't really... She has to go through somebody to be able to use the money.
No. Do you know how much money she gets?
No.
She gets $2,000 a week.
Wow. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
It's almost like an allowance. Like, she only... Like, that's like $100K a year.
And then...
Which is, you know, good money, but that's not Britney Spears money.
Not like, that's not in the millions. Like, she's getting paid. Because her dad gets the rest.
Her dad only gets 1.4% of that.
Okay.
So it's actually like times 10 of what she's getting.
Exactly.
But I'm not sure all the rules and what's going on with that. But it's just a sad, weird situation. Also, you know, she's not allowed to have kids.
Oh, damn, for real?
There's like an implant in her.
What? Yeah. Oh, like a contraceptive?
Yeah. I forget the exact name of it. But, you know, stopping her from having kids.
Wow.
And, you know, you just feel bad for her because to me, it kind of feels like a circus animal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like if you're saying someone's not mentally fit to run their own things, to have their own, you know, I'm not sure the proper way to say that. But if you're saying they're not fit, but then on the other hand, you're saying, oh, they still need to work.
Exactly. That's they still need weird.
To put in work every day to make this money and that's go really out weird. There and get it. And like she doesn't have control over that. She has to go to work.
That's wow. That's like real contradictory of like, you know, they're not healthy enough to do their own thing, but they still have to go and work. That's kind of weird.
It's just like a circus animal. Like,
yeah, basically. Instead of letting them be free, you got them under their control.
The elephant has to go perform.
That's wild, man.
Yeah, man. Hope you get out of that, Brittany. You know what I mean? I hope you do it okay.
But she's listening right now. So.
Brittany, we love you, Brittany.
We love you.
Go do your thing. Okay, more important news. DJ K Slay. Are you ready for DJ K Slay news?
Uh-oh, Street Sweepers. I remember that, yeah.
He recently released a song that features 110 rappers. The song is 40 minutes long. There's also, listen, there's also a music video.
Yo, that's 40 minutes long?
All of the rappers in it.
Yo, I'm done.
It's
amazing. I almost kind of want to see the video. Not necessarily listen to the song, but I just want to see the video.
Can I tell you something?
What?
I watched the entire thing.
Really?
So a basketball game was on, and I was watching the game. And sometimes I don't really watch the game when I'm watching the game. So I found the video, and I watched them both at the same time. Yeah. And it was amazing. There's so many legends on the track.
Oh, really?
There's legends on the track that you forgot were legends. Like, oh, I forgot about this guy.
Yeah. Like, it's just 40 minutes for a song.
Each rapper has eight verses. I mean, eight bars.
Jesus Christ. So that's... Why? Like, why of all things? You know, this kind of reminds me of... It reminds me a little bit because I used to really be a big fan of Papoose.
He's on the track.
Yeah, he's real cool at K-Slay, so it makes sense. But, like, when he did Alphabetical Slaughter, you remember that song?
Yeah, that song was awesome.
That song was crazy, and, like, it blew him up and shit. Over 100, or what'd you say?
110
rappers. 110
rappers.
I don't even know 110 rappers. Like, I don't even... That's wild.
I mean, more than halfway through the song, basically, all the really good names are gone, and you're just okay. Yo, who is this?
Gotcha. Who is this guy? Okay. So, do they put all, like, the superstars in the front?
For the most part. There are some superstars scattered in. Like, 30 minutes in, you're in, like, oh, this guy's in the... K-Slay must not like this guy putting him near the end.
Back. Yeah, that's hilarious. You're like, you're 40 minutes in.
Yeah.
That's...
But another dope thing about it, you see how everyone approaches it differently.
Uh-huh.
There's like 100 different flows. But then also the video. I thought the video was interesting because I think everyone kind of shot their own video.
Oh.
And then just sent K-Slay the clips. And some of the clips, K-Slay would be in it. The guys he knows, or maybe he shot that part for those guys.
If he had time.
But
everything.
Then some of the video clips was just like, oh, this part's terrible. Like, you could tell this guy's video guy sucks.
And then
some parts would be really dope. And then some parts would be like way overdone. Like, oh, they went all out for this part.
That's hilarious.
And then one part would just be a guy just sitting on the corner just...
Yo, I'm done.
I loved it. It was great job, K-Slay.
I do want to see, like, I'll probably see, like, the first 5-10 minutes of the video, and then I'll be like, all right, I'm out.
The first 10 minutes is by far the best.
Best, okay.
The best rappers. You're like, oh, wow, I can't believe all these guys are on this record.
Now, let me ask you this, because you've listened to it.
Uh-huh.
Does the beat get repetitive after a while? Do you get tired of the beat?
I never got tired of it. I don't know.
Is it a good beat?
It's like a New York type,
Is it boom bap or, like, kind of like that?
No, it's like something
50 Cent.
Nah. Yeah. It's like something Swiss Beats would give to like Rough Riders.
Oh, okay.
It's like some like semi hype like New York shit, you know what I mean?
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. That's wild. Over 110 rappers, bro.
I will say the most standout guy on there was John Connor.
Wow, damn, I forgot about John Connor.
I did too. He came with it.
Really?
He's the only guy that switched up his flow halfway through his eight bars.
Oh, okay.
He switched it up.
That's, you know, after a while, was he in the front towards the middle?
He was in like the middle.
Oh. It's like, I wonder, like, what? If you're a part of that song, can you imagine? So here's the thing. For like rappers who maybe aren't as legendary as the ones that they put in the front, you know, a part of me would go, okay, well, at least I can say I did a track with... Blown on there, you know. But then I guess I don't know, like, I wonder, is anybody really gonna listen to my part?
Oh, right. If you're near the end,
it
sucks because the last guy was actually dope. He came with it, and that might be why they put him last. He finished it off strong.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Would you jump on there if K-Slay had
hell
you?
Yeah.
In the back,
that's some legendary shit just to be on there.
I get that.
All right, moving on. Nick Cannon is expecting his seventh child. He's had 4 babies within the last 6 months with 3 different women.
Damn.
Nick Cannon is out there.
He just impregnating all the women. Jesus.
And I think Nick Cannon may not be healthy. He may just be like putting his legacy out there. I saw some video where someone was talking to him about his health.
Yeah.
And he was alluding to the fact that he might not have like a lot of time left.
What?
And he wasn't really sure.
So do you think he's doing this to kind of be like, okay, at least I got these kids.
People were saying that.
Carry my legacy on.
Yeah.
That kind of sounds like some 1920s shit, like what they used to do back in the day.
So Nick Cannon, do your thing, man.
We had 22 children. I'm like, Jesus. But
that's a lot of babies.
That's a lot of child support. But
you got a lot of money.
Yeah. Jesus.
And that's it. That's the news. I don't know what else. I thought I had more news.
I thought I had news, but then we talked about it at the beginning. That's
the ocean catching on fire.
Yeah, the ocean catching on fire, which is like crazy. That's like
Richard Branson's going to space.
Oh, I saw that.
Virgin Galactic.
Virgin Galactic. That's funny.
Billionaires going to space.
Because I know, what is it? Isn't Jeff Bezos, he's going to go to space? He's trying to go to space. Yep. I was going to say, how long do you think before, what's it called? We're able to do that? Because, you know what, I guess what they're, I feel like, I could be wrong because I haven't really looked in too much into it. But I feel like all they're doing is like, we're going to take you into space, almost like a ride.
Well, that's what it is. It's okay. Space tourism.
Okay.
These aren't flights designed to go from one location to another.
Oh, okay. So it's just to get out the atmosphere and then look at everything and then come back?
Okay. It's designed for the trip to say, oh, I went to space.
That's wild.
These aren't guys going from New York to LA.
I thought that it was like, we're going to land on the moon, you know, type of thing. But that's wild.
It's literally a new it's space tourism.
That, you know what? That reminds me of, like, I feel like sometimes some people have a lot of money. Have you ever seen the that thing of like eating dinner in the sky? Have you ever seen that? So this is what it is.
It sounds dope.
I saw it on TikTok and I was just like, I'm like, yo, are we just like bored down here? Like
hot air balloon?
No. So what it is you're on this structure that has, I think, if I remember, I saw it on TikTok, it's like four tables attached to this overhead structure. And so you have like almost like a rectangle. So one up here, over here, and opposite, vice versa. And then in the middle is like this cooking area.
Mm-hmm.
And all it is like everybody is strapped in like seatbelt and everything super tight in these chairs. And then they count down to like one. And then you get put up into the air. Like, I think maybe like two or three stories. And you have dinner in the sky.
Oh.
And I was just like, why would y'all do that? Like,
I'm down.
It just like that. Like, I feel like, I was like, man, are we that bored? Like with the world,
bro? You first date, you take a girl to dinner in the sky.
Man,
sky's the limit.
You're like, baby, this is as high as we can go. I can't go any further than this.
I'll show you the world, baby. Show you the sky.
But yeah, I think, I don't think they don't do it here. It's in Europe. I think it was Belgium that I checked. And I was like, a part of me was like, maybe, but then I was like, nah, because I have it be me and my luck would go south.
Have you seen the restaurants that are underwater where it's like the walls are literally glass glass above? Those look dope.
Those do look dope. But I think maybe like everybody, I have that, what is it? Not unreasonable, but what's another word for unreasonable where it's like, I have that fear of like, you know, you touch it and then it starts to crack or something.
They also, have you seen like bedrooms and stuff where they have like those?
I thought that was cool. That was cool.
That'd be kind of scary though if you just wake up in the middle of the night and the shark's just like
Jesus
looking at you.
Christ. You'd be like, oh shit. That'd be crazy, like that, or like an octopus or something.
Or it'd be even creepier if there's just a scuba diver just down there.
Watching you sleep.
Just watching you sleep.
You see little bubbles go up. That'd be wild. What was I going to say? Just made me forget, for some reason I started thinking about Dungeon Daddy.
Oh. All right. What? The year is halfway over.
Oh, shit. It is, isn't it?
It is the halfway point. Do you remember on our, I don't know if it was the last episode of 2020 or the first episode of 2021, but we had some goals.
Oh, did we? Shit, I forgot all about the bro.
Are you halfway to your goals?
I don't even remember my goals.
I will let you guys know I'm failing. So that means I'm not halfway to my goals.
I would say.
So I need to work harder.
I think I've completed some goals, I think. I did say, I think I'm halfway to one of the goals, and I think by the end of the year I'll reach it. Mm-hmm. But I think one of the goals, I don't know if I said on the podcast, but one of the goals I told myself was I wanted to drop 10 sample packs. And then, and like, I think I've dropped like so far like four or five.
Okay.
And so like I'm halfway there, and I got another one coming out soon, but that, and then working on music. I'm trying to think, what else did I I'm working on reaching my goal to selling a certain amount of packs that I want to sell for the year. And so working on that. That's hilarious. I forgot all about that. Probably after that episode I was like, all right, whatever, and then didn't even pay attention.
Right.
I should write them down.
I just found my 2021 goals.
What was your goals?
Get down to 175 pounds. I'm almost there. Get cool ass people 1 million on Spotify. That goal is looking pretty tough right now.
Like plays or like listeners?
Plays.
Oh, okay.
The Yep. And get my solo stuff to 500K on Spotify. That's looking pretty tough right now. Looking pretty tough. I said create a new business that makes five figures. Oof. I haven't made any
working
business.
On that one.
I haven't made a new business.
We're both working on that one.
Continue to grow my other business. You know, it's growing. You know,
get up there. Okay. It's, all right.
I mean, the money's still coming in, but the money, you know, take my dog on more long walks.
Yeah.
I'm failing on that.
Really? Damn.
Because I'm putting my time into working out.
Oh, she's working. Like,
I'm doing this instead of taking my dog on walks.
She's like, what about me? I don't want to get fat. Like,
and my other goal was don't stress the small stuff.
How's that going?
I don't know.
Mm.
I'm probably still stressing. Got to be more like the monks.
I think one thing, because I'm trying to think, I think a few of my goals I've met. I actually haven't checked because I wanted to lose weight, but I know I'm losing weight. Just because I've been going to the gym so much and it's just like a ritual now that I just go every 6 days go 6 days a week doing the sample packs, still doing the music, making beats. I did drop a project. Now I need to drop like two or three more. I said I was going to drop like 3 to 5 projects this year. Need to work on that. I got better at playing the piano, learning all about that stuff. Yeah, I think I'm doing okay. I'd say I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Working for myself, you know?
Yeah. Good job, bro. I was looking for the predictions. We made a lot of predictions.
Oh, did we?
You remember the last episode of last year, we had like a predictions and I don't think any of them came true.
Damn, we suck.
So we got half a year to go.
We got half a year. Exactly. We still got the second half of the year.
It's going to all come true.
What were some of the predictions?
I know what happened we didn't talk about.
What's that?
Bill Cosby.
Oh, yeah. He got out. Jesus Christ. He got out. Jesus. He got out on a technicality, I think.
Is it? Are you team free Bill or team lock up Bill?
Oh, boy. This is... you put me on the spot here. I'm team holding him accountable.
There we go.
Because, I mean... Did you see, there's this like, I think it's an infographic, right? Mm. Or it looks, somebody made some sort of infographic of all the women who came forward to say something. Mm. Bro, and when you, it's different when you actually like see the people versus like seeing a number.
Right.
You know? And like to see all the women, like they put it together where it's like, this person said this, and it shows these different women or whatever. And you're like, holy shit.
How many women was it?
I think it was over, like, I could be exaggerating the number, so don't quote me. But I think it was like between like 30 to 50 women.
Ooh.
30 to 50 women.
You know.
I want to say.
I say where there's smoke, there's fire.
Okay. You know, I was like, I mean? I was like, be careful. What do you say? I was like, be careful.
So, you know. I'm not going to say that all of the claims have to be 100% true just because they're claims and people came out with it. But when that many people come out against you, I don't know, man.
That kind of, you know, after a while, you're just like, okay, well, what else is it going to take? Like,
yeah,
for that many people, I guess where it gets ridiculous to me is kind of like where people sometimes when they don't believe, it's like, you mean to tell me that all 50 of these people coordinated together.
Exactly.
When as hard as it's hard enough to like get 4 people to work on a project together.
Yes.
You know? And so for that many people, like, it's like, well, you know, what else is it going to take to show? And so, but like, it's crazy. Yeah. He got out. So I guess he's on probation now or something like that.
I have no idea,
but I know he's out. And so
what do you think of this faction of people that, because there's some people that are like, oh, you know, free Bill. And you know, there's this faction of people that say that, Bill was trying to buy NBC.
NBC, yeah.
And then it's kind of like a conspiracy that, this stuff was brought against him. Because of that, no, it's hold Bill down and, you know,
yeah,
don't let him in that position of power.
Man, I think with that type of thing, I think it's, man, it's kind of like when people see somebody in a certain way, especially someone like who's a father figure like that, and they see, it's kind of like, for example, like, you know, like, let's say you see your mom or your dad When you're young, you see them in a certain light that they're like perfect, you know, and they're like, this person would never do something like that. But then you kind of fail to realize that this person is human. Right. And sometimes they're going to make mistakes or like make decisions that have these crazy consequences. But because you saw them in a certain light in a certain way for so long, you kind of want to choose not to like believe that, you know. It's it reminds me of this episode I was listening to, the Joe Rogan podcast, and this dude he was talking to a journalist who he was talking about politics, right? And he was saying that he was such a big fan of Martin Luther King, right? Martin Luther King Jr., excuse me. And he was saying that I think back in the day, you know, because if, as everybody knows, or at least I think a lot of people know, that Martin Luther King, he cheated on his wife a lot. Like, he was actually, like, he cheated on his wife, so, like, a lot. But back in the day, dude was saying, he's like, when he first heard it, he was like, oh, no, they're saying that just to make him look, you know, a certain type of way.
Okay.
But then when, like, the evidence was brought forth and he's like, no, he's actually a habitual cheater. He actually did that a lot. He was like, oh, wait a second. It kind of threw him off a little bit. And he still, like, was for everything that he was, like, trying to do. But that kind of changed his perspective a little bit of, like, who he was as a person.
Right.
And I think sometimes people struggle with, like, seeing someone that maybe is portrayed a certain way, like as like, hey, I'm a good person, I'm this type of thing. But then when they see like certain decisions that they make or actions that they do that kind of is the opposite, they're like, wait, what a sec. No, that's not them. That can't be. They would never do that right. type of thing. And I think just some it's hard, man. Sometimes it's hard to accept. And like sometimes some people never accept it. And they're like, no, that's fake. That's whatever it is. And then some people are like, damn, kind of rocks them a little bit. And they're like, well, I mean, shit, he did this, you know? It's just like, I think for me, as people who portray themselves to always be like a good person, I'm not into that.
So you just portray yourself as a good person. You're not really a good person.
I never said I was a good person. I'm actually a really bad person. But no, but I think that we should be more realistic. It's the same way. I mean, look at Pee Wee Herman when he got in trouble for what he stuff. You know, he was portraying himself as like, I'm this nice guy, this kid, friendly type of thing.
Okay, refresh my memory. Was it like stuff with kids? Was he a pedophile?
No. He got caught in a porn theater jacking off. So, you know.
Okay.
And so, but that messed up like his image a lot.
Was that while he was popular?
Yeah, while he was popular.
Really? Damn.
It messed it up, and it like messed up his career for a little bit. But the thing was, he was just portraying himself as to be this person that was like, I'm innocent, I'm just a playful person, you know, I love kids. And then when he did that, versus if he was just like, look, I like fucking, like I like watching this or whatever, I like doing this, and kind of...
I think you can be both of those things.
I think you can, but I think you shouldn't be jacking
off in a movie theater.
That too, but no, but like I think what was it? I think you can be both of those things, but you should be careful how you describe yourself to people, because like or portray yourself. Like I'm not gonna say I'm a good person. Like I'm a really great person. And then all of a sudden do these other things versus like, look, I ain't perfect.
Talking shit about old ladies in the grocery store.
Exactly. So, but yeah, it's
a terrible person.
Yeah. But I think also too, it's like people don't understand. I don't put it past anybody to make bad decisions given in the right situation. Just cause I feel like if you're put in a certain situation, you can make bad decisions.
Are you apologizing for Bill right now?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not apologizing for him, but I'm not surprised. Like, because to me, he like his show, you know, he was like this father figure. He was like this good guy. He's always like, oh, you should be doing this. You should be doing that. And for that to happen, I'm just like, I mean, I'm not surprised.
Slipping stuff in people's drinks.
Slipping stuff in people's dreams and doing things he shouldn't have been doing. But at the same time, I don't believe in the conspiracy that he was trying to buy NBC. I feel like I'm trying to think of how much money Bill would have had when he was trying to do that. To buy a TV network, you need like billions and billions of dollars. Was he making that much money?
I have no idea.
I know he's making millions, but did you hear? I think you just reminded me too of the whole Bill Cosby thing. But did you hear that he's actually talking about doing a tour?
Oh,
like a comedy tour,
dude. Bill's the only comedian I've ever seen. I saw him in a comedy show when I was a kid. I forgot.
Yeah, for real?
I have been to a comedy show.
Oh, there it
is. Me, my mom, my dad, my gram, and my grandpa went to a Bill Cosby show.
Wow.
In Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
That's crazy.
It was funny.
Was it? He was funny?
Yeah.
Was he talking like a dad? He's like, my wife won't do this.
Dad humor.
Oh, gotcha.
Yep.
But yeah, supposedly once this came out, because of course, you know, he needs to make like money for like lawyers and all this shit that he hasn't made money. He's talking about, he's thinking about doing, planning like an arena tour.
Dude, his lawyer was Donald Trump's impeachment lawyer.
Oh, word?
Bill Cosby's lawyer is Trump's lawyer.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what you're saying, Bill Cosby supports Trump? No.
It's a complicated world, man.
Damn, that's crazy. But he was probably obviously like, well, I mean, well, shit, if he got him to avoid jail, maybe he can get me out. That's crazy. But it's crazy times, you know. But when that news was announced, I saw a lot of people like on my Instagram. Some people were like for, like finally.
Yeah, it's funny. I saw half for it and half against it.
Yeah. But I think it's just like a lot of confliction. But I think too, now I'm going to tread lightly here because I can only speak so much. But I think why a lot of people are for him getting out is like you were talking about, is because he was trying to NBC. But I think it's like he was a positive black role model, male black role model,
right,
in the community where in most of the time in media and society, for some reason, there's not a lot that are as big as him. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so I think when in a community like that where in society and in the media, where most of the time minorities are portrayed in a kind of like negative light most of the time in cinema and TV, in the news and stuff like that. And white people most of the time are portrayed in a better light, like good people or whatever. It kind of sucks when you lose someone of that like notoriety to that, you know. And I think that's why a lot of people are conflicted and are like, no, like we can't lose someone who was so positive and a good role model, you know.
I feel it.
And so I understand the confliction. Like I understand the confliction. It's just like, ooh, it just gets tough because some people are like conspiracy and other people are like, hey, he made his decisions, now he should be held accountable type of thing, you know.
Yeah, man.
So
it's like I want to make some jokes here and there, but it's a tough one to joke about.
Yeah, it's the same thing with I guess like the white person, like, you know, like the sometimes people feel like, well, not a lot of people who are white, who happen to be white, who do bad things are held accountable as much as black people and Latin people and so on and so forth when it comes to like police and just crime and all this other stuff, you know.
Right.
All this crazy stuff. But yeah, so Bill's out. I don't know where to go with that. But.
Dude, it's even more news.
Oh.
The Sha'Carri Richardson. Are you up on that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's in trouble. She's going to miss the Olympics because she smoked.
Sucks, man.
And now I saw that. It's so funny that you brought that up because I forgot all about that. But she was super dope and she's an amazing runner. And she got in trouble because she smoked weed and they found it in a drug test. And they're like, that was something that was against the rules. And a lot of people are split on that.
Yeah.
You know, I personally feel like she shouldn't have gotten in trouble just because it's like weed. It's not enhancing like her abilities at all.
The organization that determines these things actually came out and said that it is a performance enhancing drug. And then people are like, yo, it doesn't enhance performance.
I guess.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I almost feel like they're trying to like. Because I almost want to ask them, like, okay, well, what defined performance enhancing? Because, like, are they saying that she doesn't feel as stressed?
That's the only route you can take it.
I would say she doesn't
relief
feel...
Or stress relief.
Yeah.
Or,
And I get that. That makes sense. And so, excuse me.
But, yeah, man, I was rooting for her. But yeah. That sucks.
Yeah. And so it's crazy. But, yeah, I feel like... There's a lot of stuff that needs to change as far as like when it comes to weed, especially laws. Really, weed should be legal everywhere. That's what I believe anyway. And for it to affect, because like she, what's it called? She like is a hard worker and like she, I already knew like if she probably went to Tokyo, she probably would have left with a medal, whether it be gold, silver, bronze, whatever.
I mean, she was breaking collegiate records.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so.
Sucks.
Yeah, because I think is she so she's still in college, or
this might have been her fourth year. I'm not sure. I know she was in LSU.
Okay.
Because I saw her get posted like a couple months ago, breaking records at LSU.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, if like, I guess I'm pretty sure like there's like a few steps that she can take if she hasn't already to be like, fight it. But one thing that was interesting to me is because I see both sides. Like, I do see both sides because there was people who are like we were talking about, like, this isn't performance enhancing. Like, how is it making her stronger or faster to run or whatever? And then there were other people who were, because, you know, her statement, you saw her statement where she was like, hey, I made my decision. It is what it is. I basically, in a way, she was like, I have to live with this decision I made.
Right.
And so some people were kind of like, she's an adult. She made the decision. She knew she shouldn't have done that. She did it anyway. She's living with it. She's being an adult.
Yeah.
And so I see both sides. Like, I see it, but I know for me, part of me is just like, bro, it's just weed.
It's just a little weed, man.
I mean, but what's crazy to me to think is that if she, instead of smoking weed, she drank, like, she wouldn't have gotten in trouble.
Oh, yeah, you'd be fine.
That's wild to me. Because I kind of put weed, like, right there where alcohol is, but even though alcohol is worse for you.
You know, and I don't think either of us will know the answer to this, but the Olympics is a worldwide thing. And some countries are more lenient.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Amsterdam, what's that? Is that Denmark?
I think so.
It's just way out, all the way out in the open there.
Yeah.
But in other countries, it's probably more strict. You could probably just go to jail for, you know, whatever.
Bro, there's like some countries. Have you seen those Asian countries where weed, like drugs, like anything like that are like illegal and you get like serious jail time? If not, like, you'll get whipped to death.
Whipped to death.
Yeah, there's like certain, like, I don't think it's Malaysia or somewhere where some countries where you can't bring drugs in like that because they don't want them, so much to the point to where they will like give you a public, like, hit you with bamboo sticks and stuff. Like, it's real bad.
Damn.
Yeah. And so, but it's just crazy, man. That's crazy. Like I said, I wish her the best of luck in whatever she ends up doing. Because I'm pretty sure she'll be back. She's like great as long as everything she keeps working out and doing whatever she needs to do. But yeah, a lot of people are split. It's funny because I would see it on Twitter. And it's one thing that I realized that I always knew that I don't like about Twitter is this back and forth that people have.
Right.
And I don't like back and forth on Twitter because it's like, I feel like this conversation would be different if we had it in person.
Right. She can still compete in one event. I think she just can't do the one event that she's the best at.
Damn.
Is it the 100 meter?
Yeah, I think it's the 100 meter.
Yeah, so.
That's crazy.
Yep.
Woo.
Damn. Okay. Stay off the weed. Steven, have you seen that video?
No, I haven't seen it.
Stephen A. Smith used to go off on was it Chad Johnson?
Probably.
There's all these stupid videos. You can look them up on YouTube where Stephen Johnson's just like, he's on the weed. Stay off the weed.
Oh, that's hilarious. No, yeah. I didn't see that.
Yeah, man.
That's hilarious. Hey.
Hey.
It's that time.
Stay off the weed.
I can only imagine how the person said it. You saying it making me laugh. I'm like, stay off the weed. It's that time for our Not All Here moments.
All right.
Jay said that he wanted to go ahead and start this one out.
I got one. It's real quick.
Okay.
So one of my roommates was cutting the grass, right?
Okay.
We got a push lawnmower, and he was out there cutting the grass, and, you know, me and, you know, another guy or whoever was inside the house, I don't remember. But I was just sitting on the couch. I was sitting somewhere in there, maybe to where I wasn't looking outside, and I heard this weird noise. I mean, you know, a lawnmower is loud, right?
Yeah.
But I was just sitting there, and I just heard this, and it was weird, because it's just like, is that the lawnmower? Like, what's going on? And then we heard it again. So basically, my roommate was running with the push mower.
Oh, my God.
I'm not lying. It's like with a push mower, you're just supposed to push it.
Push it, yeah.
Calmly cut the grass. He was running. And he got it done. It was probably dangerous. Dude, he was running by the,
by the window.
Yeah, and it just heard this noise like, yo, what is that?
He
was running with the push mower.
Yeah.
Very dangerous. It was the most uneven cut. I mean,
when
he was done, there was little It was
little,
ugly.
Little but spots he missed.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
He did it.
That's hilarious. I can only imagine. I can imagine the person because I know who you're talking about. I can imagine them running to because like I had a few probably like, man, I don't want to be here out here cutting grass. I got it. I'm just gonna run with this push mower.
He's tired of walking and just started running with it.
That's
never
hilarious.
Seen anyone running with a pushing a lawnmower.
That's hilarious.
Don't try that at home.
Do not try that at home, please. It's dangerous. Because I was just about to ask, I was like, that's probably not efficient, right? Because you're not giving the mower time to actually evenly cut.
The grass was ugly as hell.
That's hilarious. So I wanted to start a new segment. I don't know if this will be a thing like every episode, but we had someone on YouTube drop a comment about a Not Out Here moment that they had. I'm going to shout out their username, and then from here on out, if y'all have like Not Out Here moments that you want us to tell over like on the episode, we'll share one each episode if we get one. But just drop a comment on our YouTube, Not Out Here podcast, on Instagram, and just drop us like a message, a DM, or just something like that. And like give us a short little thing. You don't have to put no names. Just talk about a Not Out Here moment. It doesn't have to be like super crazy or whatever. But it's funny to share these Not Out Here moments when we have like these. I mean, Not All Here moments where we're like not all there. So if you do find us on YouTube, Not All Here podcast, Not All Here podcast on Instagram, drop us a message of a Not All Here moment and we'll share it. This week's we have from, I'm going to make sure I say this right. Our homie Ravenscraft Arts.
Yeah. What's up, man?
What's up, bro? His says, this is a comment. He said, worst concert I went to was a rock concert in Madison, Wisconsin. Shout out to Wisconsin. Cheeseheads. Went to see Seven Dust. Great show, but I got busted rolling a joint in the bathroom. Cop kicked in the stall door and said he saw what I was doing. Missed the whole show. Funny thing is, they were tossing J's into the crowd. My bad luck. That sucks.
That feels traumatizing for a cop to kick in a stall door. That's scary.
Bro, have you ever had somebody do that to you?
No.
That shit is scary. I've never had it. But like seeing it in movies, I was like, oh, I never want that. Can you imagine you're like in a restroom taking a shit and next thing you know, someone kicks the door in?
Dude, did I give this as a Not All Here moment?
I don't know.
I was at the Publix by Ponce.
Okay.
Using the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
And then somebody, and I think it was employees there. They were loud as hell. And they were like arguing. But then they one of them left. And then somebody came back in. And I think maybe he had the wrong stall. Mm-hmm. And he started beating on my stall door like hard as hell. And I'm like, yo, man, you got the wrong guy. And he didn't even say anything. He just left.
He's probably embarrassed too. He's like, oh shit. Because he had all that emotion and anger and
it
shit.
It scared the fuck out of me.
He's like, hey. Yeah. That's because, like, I think everybody would agree. So one of the times, there's two places you, excuse me, two times where you tend to feel very vulnerable, or at least feel like most people is. One, when you're butt naked taking a shower, if somebody were just to pull that curtain back randomly, you didn't know it, you'd be like, what the f-? Like that. Or if you're taking a shit. Like, you feel very vulnerable because you're just sitting there. You're not expecting anything defenseless. Can you imagine somebody just kicking in the door at your house? Be like, what a motherfucker. Bow.
Or if you're cooking some fried chicken. Like your friend.
Uh-huh.
Cooking fried chicken naked.
That's hilarious. All right. Shout out to the homie Ravenscraft Arts. Like I said, if you got a Not All Here moment, shoot us a message or drop a comment in YouTube. I'm going to get into mine. Mm-hmm. Mine is real simple. It's actually not even about me, but I was there. I'm not going to say no names because I just don't want to put it out there.
Timmy.
Well, it's too late. Timmy. No. Timmy Turner. No. So in high school, or like I was talking about earlier, it's funny enough, full circle. So I was playing football, right? Mm. I was a lineman and I was a offensive lineman. Hated it. But I was just like, I guess I'll just play just because people say I should play. And we would always have 2-a-days for the most part in the summertime, like when it was like super hot, like spring or whatever, we were still in school. So one of the dudes that's on the team who was also a lineman, let's just call him Timmy. We were out there and it was like so hot. All we had to drink were like just water, you know, whatever. But when you're young, sometimes you're like, oh, I want something else, you know, that's going to quench my thirst. And you think Gatorade or Powerade, right?
Mm-hmm.
So at this school in the cafeteria, they had a full fridge of like Powerades and Gatorades. Mm-hmm. Now, to get these, you had to buy them, right? It was like $1.50 or yeah. something like that, you know. But back in the day when you're a kid, that's a lot of money because you're mm-hmm. like, well, shit, I ain't got a job. I ain't mm-hmm. working. So, like, we were all, like, one day we all went to practice and we were all getting suited up to go do some drills or whatever. And then we just see Timmy coming down this hill that leads to the field, the practice field. And he's like, hey, guys, hey, hey. And we're like, all right, what's going on, man? You need to get suited up. We're about to go do some drills. He's like, hey, man, you know, I know y'all tired of that water, but I got these Powerades, man, for all of y'all. And it was a backpack of, like, no joke, like 20 to 30 Powerades. And we're like, oh, shit, appreciate it. And he just starts handing them out. And we're like, oh, damn, yo, dope, appreciate it. He's like, yeah, man, my aunt works in the cafeteria. She's a lunch lady. She said I could have these. I was like, okay, bet. So we're just all chilling. 20 minutes go by, or more like 30 minutes go by. All of a sudden, we see these police cars pull up to the high school. Yeah. And they're in there. All of a sudden, we're like, oh, that's strange. It's not usually up there. Okay. Then they make their way down the field. Mm. And then all of a sudden, they're like, has anybody seen Timmy? and then he's like, huh? And he's like, son, you need to come with us.
Damn.
And they put him in handcuffs.
For overpowering. Yeah.
And then they were like, well, no, he said his aunt worked as a cafeteria lunch lady. And he's like, his aunt don't work here. He's like, he just stole them. We caught him on camera.
Damn.
And so they caught him on camera. And we still got to drink Perry. We didn't have to pay for nothing.
He shared them with the team. He took the bullet.
Yeah.
Good job, Timmy.
Good job, Timmy.
Hope you're doing well.
Hope you are doing well, Timmy. but I remember that. But I remember seeing the cops come down and get him. I was just like, oh, shit. I didn't know that was a thing. But then when you really think about it, hold on, 20, 30 Powerades. Like, your aunt said this was cool. I'm pretty sure she would have been like one or two. But right. But 20 to 30. And he had them all in his backpack. It was crazy.
You know, we used to have drink machines and like those little... What are the ones where you get chips and stuff
like
out of?
Like the vending machine?
We used to have those at our school. And then kids would break into them so much to where they just removed them from the school. We couldn't have them
Damn.
Anymore. Our school was too fucked up.
Wow, y'all was so hood.
They would break into them every day.
That's crazy, for real?
Yep.
Damn. I remember, you know, it's funny because it's the small things that kind of feel like you go into a dope high school. I remember when I first went to high school and we didn't have any drink machines or vending machines. And then, like, the next year, they installed them. And, bro, we felt like we were, like, rich. We were like, bro, we can get a soda in between classes? You're like, what? And it felt crazy. And you felt like, wow, can this get any better?
Yeah.
Versus, like, other schools that had, like, these crazy fancy shit or whatever.
Have you seen these freaking schools they post on social media that have, like, a KFC or, like, a Subway inside the school? What are those?
Yeah.
The hell?
Those bastards.
Like, Texas schools or, like, something else.
You know, it's and then, you know what's crazy? It's going to get crazier as we get older. Because, you know, I mean, because this was going to happen. Because they had that, right? They had, like, a KFC or a Subway or a Chick-fil-A or something in their high school. And then the next one's going to be like, our cafeteria is a Chick-fil-A. Or like, and then the kids who had just, like, the small little one, they were like, what? Because, you know, things always get better when you leave. Because, like, I remember my school was horrible. Like, we had, like, old-ass textbooks, old-ass computers. But then as soon as I left, they, like, installed everything new or whatever. And you're just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Same thing with college. Like, college was cool because we had Chick-fil-A's and all these different things. But then, you know, they just rebuild it or, like, make shit new and try new things or whatever. But those lucky bastards, they had, what? You said a Subway and a KFC?
Dude, you haven't seen these videos?
No, I haven't seen them.
There's these high schools in Texas where it looks like a mall.
Oh, wow.
Like, it looks like a mall food court.
Wow.
And that's the high school.
Damn.
Yeah.
Lucky bastards.
Crazy.
Yep. But anyway, that's the podcast.
Yeah.
Episode 34 of the Not Out Here podcast. On the road to 52. On the road again.
I can't wait till we get to 52.
I know. And then I'll be like, well, all right, y'all.
On the road to 104.
On the road to the dungeon and daddies. But anyway, one of these days we're going to do an episode like that. We need to get somebody who's like the person that's going to narrate it.
The dungeon master?
Yeah, the dungeon master. It sounds so weird and funny to say that. It's so funny. But anyway, if y'all would, wherever you're listening to us, whether it be Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere, just rate and review us. Really helps us to reach new listeners. Follow us on social media for the Not Out Here Podcast. It's Not Out Here Podcast on Instagram. Follow Cool Ass People. I know we just dropped a record with the Kraken.
Yeah, shout out to the Kraken. Shout loyal out to the listener Kraken. To the podcast. I don't know if you make it this far to the podcast, but shout out Kraken. We just dropped a track called Alien Invasion with the Kraken.
Yep, super dope track. Also, make sure you follow our personal pages, which mine is It's Easy L. Yours?
JRB, the producer, on all of the platforms. Follow me first. Follow your dreams second.
That's hilarious the way you say, like, to follow me first. But anyway, we'll catch you on the next one.
Yo.
Yo.